Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Nehemiah was taken from his stone, from Jerusalem, went into captivity, from captivity to serve the king. And then the news hit him. The people, some people survive, and they're back home. And they're now under severe distress in Jerusalem. And the walls are broken down. And its gates are burned with fire. What a report that is. He got that report. Let's see what he do with it. Verse 4. So it was when I heard these words, I sat down and wept. Mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before God of heaven. Think about it. If you're going to be fruitful, you must have a sorrow of heart for those who are lost. Number one, you must have a sorrow of heart for those who are lost, who do not know their God, who are in distress this morning, who are in agony and pain. You must cultivate the sorrow. When you hear some people, don't rejoice. Be sad. When you heard of someone, their problem, you can't go home and be happy about it and start to go on Facebook to talk. True. Children of God, get a burden right away. It hit your heart. It hit Nehemiah's heart. And he was just in sorrow and agony. You know why? He's having everything. And while his people are having nothing. Look at the next verse. And it says, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandment. Let's look at this man. We want to be like that. Look at the next verse. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have, number 7, go there quickly, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned. I want you to see that. I want you to see a genuine man of God. First, he says, look, he didn't blame God. Where were you? Why didn't you not help? He take responsibility. Number 1 this morning, if you are going to be fruitful, you must take responsibility for your action. He take responsibility. He wasn't blaming the people. He wasn't blaming. He says, God, we're in this plight because we have sinned. He says, it's our problem, God. He says, the children have sinned. My father has sinned. And I have sinned. We all have sinned. We all messed up. And that's why we are in this predicament. Look at the next verse. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept your commandment, the statute, nor the ordinance, which you have commanded your servant Moses. We know the truth, but we didn't do it. He says it. We haven't done what Moses taught us. I need to do it. Look at the next verse quickly. Remember, I pray, the word of that you command your servant Moses, saying, if you are faithful, I will scatter you among the nation. He says, the reason why we were scattered and taken away, because we were what? Unfaithful. That is our reason. You got to own your part of the deal. A lot of time we put it on God only. But we never go to God truly and say, God, I have sinned. Lord, I have not do the things that I should have done. I'm very, very corrupt, God. We haven't done that. We just run to God. Bail me out of this. Bail me out of this. We take no responsibility for our action. Number one, he takes responsibility right there. Look at the next verse. But if you return to me and keep my commandment and do them, some cast out to the farthest part of the heaven, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as dwelling for my name. He said, Lord, but your word says, if we return, if my people who are called by my name will return and humble them, see humility. In order to take responsibility, number one, you must be humble. You have to be humble. If my people who are called by my name will return to me, will humble themselves, will pray, will seek my face, is me. The result of my kids is not because they're bad and listening to other people. It's the result of me. How about that one? How about starting right there? How about starting that I never set good example? How about starting right there? Why always is that? What I have done? How many times I've prayed for them? How about start there? How about that one? How many times I said there should be this, there should be this, there should be this, but how many times did I really pray for them? I know this is not a feel-good message. I'm a teacher, man. I got to teach you. I just got to teach you. That's it. I just got to teach you so that you can bear fruit, fruitful in your entire life. Take responsibility. Do not play the blame game. The blame game. Separate it out of your life so you can be fruitful. He says, the branch that bears, I'm going to what? Prune it. So I'm pruning this morning. So it brings what? More fruit. That's the goal. That we become a fruitful church here. Look at verse 10. Now these are your servant and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. I'm so glad. Here's another point in this here. God's plans of redemption is for all of us. For all. God's plans of redemption is for all of us. So we are redeemed by his power, by his hand. No matter how far we have gone, God has a plan of redemption for you and me, so we can come back. If we return, hope you will return this morning. Verse 11, O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servant who desire to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. I want to tell you, I wish I had all time to teach this. This is how you pray. Go look at a prayer here. It's not selfish. Not one thing there. He is begging God for himself. I think the only time we pray, Lord, bless me, Jesus. Isn't it the truth? And we got to go pray. Lord, I don't feel good. Heal me. Our prayer are all centered on us. Me, me, me. Everything that I want. Lord, I pray for my husband. He's bad. It never. Lord, I pray that I be a good wife to my husband. Always. I'm teaching good here. How about that kind of prayer? How about praying that way? This guy, he's taking full responsibility, accountability for everything. He wants to see something. And then king said, Lord, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to talk to this king, and I need your mercy because I'm going to take action, right? Remember work? Remember that there? Yeah? We got to do some work now. See, not only pray and then forget it. Let's read on. Next verse. For I was the king cupbearer. He says, I got his ear. I'm in a place none of those people in back in Israel can. But I'm in this place and I'm going to make full use of it. You know, God put us into a situation and we have to see where God placed you. Because he placed you in a position that he might not place me. He placed you in a position that he might not place me. He put people in your part that he might never put in my part. And do it. Let Pastor do it. No, let you need to do it. You do your part, I do my part, and then we're great. Let's look at the next verse. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, the 28th year of the king, when the wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. No, I had never been sad in his presence before. But we know from the previous verse, when he heard that the people returned home and was in distress, he had sorrow of heart. And it wasn't for 5 minutes. It was constant. So now he has to serve the king. So he can't just wipe it off and pretend. He just can't. And let me tell you the background behind that. You cannot serve the king with a sad face because the king will kill you because he thinks you're after him. What's going on here? Because the king said, you're not sick. Are you out to kill me? Or there's a plot against me. That's it. Because you're not sick. So you come before me, you should come rejoicing. What the psalmist says, Psalms 100, come into the presence of the Lord joyful. Come with thanksgiving. You come before a king, you better go that way. So if I'm going before God with a sadful heart, it has to be for a reason. It has to be for a real reason. I'm fasting, I'm praying, I have a burden, I need God. He knows that. Look at the next verse. And he says to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tomb, lie waste and its gates are burned with fire? He said, king, I have a reason. I have a reason to be sad. Would you not sad if this was your city and it's all ruined?
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.